Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday, August 6th. 3 and Out. Good morning. I'm Houston Kress, along with Davey Hudson. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning,
Shut
Kress.
Shut up, Davey. Just kidding. We're not going to do that. See,
nope. You've already started.
We're not going to battle.
It's going to be one of those days.
We're not going to battle. We're not going to battle.
I had actually came. I was.
No, you were nice. You were nice this morning.
I said a negative comment because it's like Nate's not here, so I can't do my normal job of just kind of being a pest the entire show.
You have to work today.
I have to work. So.
You have to work? Is that what you're saying? You have to work today?
In a different capacity than I normally do.
So that's not normally you over there?
I have to play a different character today.
Believe me, I get it. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Will Stevens running the ones and twos and threes because we have three mic pods. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
I'm fantastic. I'm great.
You sound great. You sound ready to take on the day.
Stop it. I'm a little disappointed. First off, Braves lose 2-1. There's our baseball talk. Nice job, everybody.
I had something I kind of wanted to bring up as it relates to sports being back.
Oh, please, by all means. This is an open forum today.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I control the mics today.
It's semi-open for you.
Okay.
Semi.
But listeners, if you want to call in, we pretty much. We're open as far as topics we can go. Just make sure.
I mean, there's a lot to get to, yeah. But there's no like one big story that we're going to talk about for an hour and a half. So 865-546-8200 if you want to join the show. But Davey, by all means, please. You got a burning issue. You steaming on something?
I don't know if steaming's the right word because if anything, I'm kind of cool as it relates to if we're going on a temperature scale.
Oh, okay,
but. So, obviously, we have all these sports back right now. You know, basketball came back with the NBA bubble, the NHL. They started this past weekend.
Major League Baseball. Bubble in the bubble capacity.
I thought with sports being back, I would just be so excited. I would be ready to to just, like, you know, just eat it up. Just watch it constantly. That has not hit me at all. I think I've kind of – I understand football's different for me and college basketball's different for me. And right now, neither – one of those sports is taking place.
That's fair. I think those are my big two.
Mm-hmm.
And with those not being here, NFL also not here yet, obviously. Yeah, I have watched more baseball this year already than I probably did in the last 4 years combined. I'm following it more. I have watched, counting the minute, no NBA, I'll be honest. Zero. Okay. None.
None?
None. Have not watched a single second of NBA. Is that maybe a bad? Am I a bad sports radio person?
I would say if we actually talked about these issues a lot, these
okay,
leagues,
okay.
which I mean, we occasionally get into it, but as far as just individual gameplay, we don't. We just talk about the larger issues.
Yeah, the bigger stuff surrounding those leagues.
I realize, like, I can kind of do without it. I know, like, some people, like, they have their niches, and kind of like what we led this with.
Sure.
Football, like, for me, football, college football, NFL, like, both of them. I'm just always...
No, yeah, Saturdays and Sundays when there's NFL and college football, I'm very busy all day. NBA, maybe once the playoffs start, I'll get more invested, and certainly once you get to, like, conference finals and finals. Again, baseball I've been watching, but it's because the Braves were doing well. But again, they lost last night to the flipping Buffalo Blue Jays. Disappointing. It's very easy for me to get off of baseball.
Yeah.
If my one team starts not doing too well, it's very easy for me to just check out.
Maybe that's my issue right now for the NHL because, I mean, the Preds, like, they didn't show up yesterday. That was just an awful showing. Their season, it's over. I mean, granted, they still play Friday, and if they win the next two, they're good.
They got to win the next two, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I don't see that happening after watching how they've really played the first three games back. I know they did get the win 2 days ago, but still, they just...
Preds fall to the Coyotes 4-1.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, was it not 1-1 after the end of the first or second? It was 1-1 forever, I felt like.
I remember it being 1-0. It was 1-1. I missed majority of the second.
It was 1-1 at the end of the second.
Okay.
And then the Coyotes scored three goals in the third.
Yeah. So maybe it's just I'm upset. And, like, I know there's a lot of people that are Memphis Grizzlies fans, and Memphis has looked like trash, really, for the most part, once this has started back. Did they win yesterday against the Jazz? See, I don't even know. I mean,
they did not. They lost 124-115.
So they've lost all four games since the bubble has started.
Yeah, I read the stat line the other day comparing what Zion did to what Ja did, and it was not even close. I mean, I think Ja Morant's a great player. I think he's going to be a great player. He wasn't bad last night, but did I say he went 1 of 10 from three in that game we were discussing? He had like 11 points.
When the Grizzlies played the Pelicans, it was something like that.
And then Zion scored 23 in 24 and a half minutes.
Yeah, but the bubble's also designed for Zion to make the playoffs. Like, the NBA might...
No, I mean, well, that was the reason why they said so many teams were able to come and be in the west side of the bracket. It was just so they could get Zion some more airtime.
That's a thing? Like, a real thing?
They didn't come out and directly say it, but that's the underlying thought process a lot of people have and why they let... Because, like, I mean, if you look at the East, obviously the amount of teams that were eliminated, there's only 9 teams competing for the East right now, and there was technically just one team's going to get eliminated from the Eastern Conference side of things whenever they do start the playoffs. Whereas with the Western Conference, there's like 5 or 6 teams. But people kind of thought that's too many to like have majority of the Western Conference actually competing right now.
Gotcha. Have you watched Zion?
I watched him when they played Memphis. That was the only game.
I mean, that was a good performance by him, minutes-wise. Have you watched Zion yet?
I mean, I've watched... 2-3 Pelican games, but the first two were the two games he was on burst restriction, so it wasn't like a lot of Zion. And then I watched the Memphis game.
Yeah, where's he at now? They play today, right?
Yes. So
is he back into game form as far as his standing with the team, or they still got him on a pitch count?
I would say that. I mean, I thought they were going to have him on a pitch count against the Grizzlies because...
Well, they kind of did it. What, 25 minutes, I think? 24 and a half, give or take?
Yeah. I mean, they let him kind of come back in there in the fourth.
But yeah, they play at 1:30 today against the Kings.
I mean, my thought process ever since it came back and they're like, yeah, we're going to restrict his minutes, it's not so much a situation of, oh, he's just super, super out of shape. It's more of, you know what, this season.
Let's get him back. Yeah.
Like, they might make the playoffs, but they're still kind of an outside shot looking in there. And 2020-2021 season is going to be starting here soon. So if he was to have a big injury, why derail that season whenever this season you're not likely going to be able to do anything? I mean, once you win, the best you can probably do is get the 8 seed where you go and play the Lakers in the first matchup.
It'd be fascinating to watch, though. Even in a early round, Lakers obvious heavy favorite, Zion, LeBron.
I have a hot take. I don't think the Lakers are that good. I think Anthony Davis is really good.
Is sick.
But when you look at the past, I think it was four games that they've played so far, even though Anthony Davis has been going off, it's been like a combined field goal percentage for LeBron and AD was like 30%, 40%, 50%, and then 33% last night. So they're not shooting well as a unit.
I'm trying to find the stat line that they showed when Davis was shooting free throws.
Oh,
he leads the NBA in like 20 steps.
No, it was the Lakers. He leads the team in
Okay,
points.
I thought it was the NBA upon return. Okay.
That might have been a stat line I didn't see, but one of them, he leads the Lakers in points, rebounds, blocks, free throw percentage, free throws made, and field goal percentage or something insane.
I mean, right now in the Western Conference Finals, or Western Conference there, the only team to not lock up a spot is whoever's going to get that eighth seed, and 6 teams have a chance mathematically. Memphis currently holds the 8 seed, and they are 20 games back from first, whereas Sacramento, who is last for the teams remaining, they're only 23 games back, so 3 games separate really the 8th spot and the 9, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th spot.
It's within 4 games that decides a play-in game, correct?
Maybe.
Okay.
Perhaps. Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
It doesn't matter.
I can't find it, but it was ridiculous. And now that has turned the, oh, LeBron's not even the best player on his team right now.
Yeah.
Which, forgive me, LeBron's 35, 36?
Give or take. His birthday is December 28th.
That's weird that you know that.
I was a big LeBron stan before he left South Beach.
You became a LeBron fan when he went to Miami?
No, I was a big LeBron stan before he left South Beach. I was a Heat fan, but I also was a LeBron stan. He came to Miami. It was like,
okay, so you inherited LeBron James. Yes.
Do you even remember him playing for Cleveland his first go around?
Yeah, no, I can give you his high school stats, his background. I'm telling you, I was a LeBron stan. He played at St. Vincent St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
He played with 5 of his best friends.
Well,
he dunked on Daryl Strawberry's son in one of his biggest games ever against St. Monarch.
He's a good baseball player.
So you were like all in.
Yeah, my favorite high school.
Did you watch him play in high school?
Mm-hmm. My
how old were you when he was in high school?
That's a great question. He was
like 2001-ish, right?
Yeah, I don't think I was born yet or I was like one, but I had a high school. It's called High School Phenoms before they were pros. And it was all the players who went from high school to pro.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like their highlight films, everything. And I just studied the crap out of LeBron's tape.
That used to be like a thing we did in high school. We'd go out and get wings in high school to watch LeBron play on ESPN. And I remember then foolishly thinking, this guy's really good. I don't know if he's going to be the best ever. And now he's all time, he's at least in the conversation. I don't want to get into the who's the best ever all time.
Yeah, it's a very original topic.
Yeah. I know. I was the first person to actually come up with the topic of, is LeBron as good or better than Michael Jordan? That was me. You're welcome. For those who can't see, it's a goat. Wait, but it's 23. Is that a Cleveland 23 or is that a Chicago 23 on your goat?
It's a Chicago 20.
You couldn't wait?
What?
Adrenaline shock? You're going to have a heart attack. I just want you to know. You're going to have a heart attack.
They're the cheapest I can find. It's probably not a good...
The cheapest heart attack or the cheapest energy drink?
Yes, energy drink. Both. How much does that adrenaline shock cut the check cost you? Is that like 99 cents?
I bought 2 for $2.79. So around like $1.30.
It smells awful. It smells like bubble bath.
Doesn't smell. There's no smell to it.
That's Are you kidding?
About bubble bath.
Do you have Corona? Like, did you lose your sense of smell?
Does it taste good?
I can still taste it.
Okay, so you got 1 of 2.
That's not going to help with the smell right there.
I mean, but if it tastes like something it's going to smell like, you really can't smell it? I mean, the vent is blowing it right into my nose. So maybe you're
the
not...
The airflow, yeah, it's like, let me get downwind.
Thank you, please.
Okay, I can smell it, actually, when I get downwind.
You smell bubble bath? Because that's what I smell.
I don't smell bubble bath, but I smell it. I don't know what I would describe it as far as a smell, but...
What flavor is that? Watermelon?
Yeah.
Looked like a watermelon can.
I actually saw that they had a billboard up in Knoxville the other day.
Really?
Yeah, in South Knox.
South Knox?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop drinking that. Those aren't your people. This is not for you.
South Knox isn't my people. I lived in South Knox for like 6 years.
Okay, renting an apartment right over the bridge ain't living in South Knox.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't in Vestal, but like,
I'm worried for you.
I feel like I became one of the people for a good bit.
I find that very hard to believe.
I still go to Gold's down in off Chapman.
Okay, that's fine. But that drink is not for you. That is going to kill you. You're not street enough to drink. How many of those a day do you drink, the adrenaline shot?
I drink 2 or 3 a week.
Okay, that's not so bad.
See, you look like a Bang guy.
A what?
The energy drink. I don't know
Bang?
If he's going for like another type of Bang
no,
reference.
No. Okay. Bang. Like the thing that TikTokers and like just like...
I haven't had Bang, but I mean...
Middle-class suburban white kids advertise on TikTok and stuff like that.
They get paid to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the maker of this energy drink is not cutting a check. Like I'll just go ahead so I don't like... giving them a lot of free pub, but I mean at the same time it's zero calories and zero sugars, so zero carbs. I don't know how they do that, but
let me recommend something to you.
What's that?
NOS. They do a sugar free, calorie free, carb free version.
I'm almost 100% sure that's the same people that make this.
Okay, no, come on, impossible.
I'll check it.
Impossible. What's your go to energy drink, Will?
My go-to, I don't drink a lot of energy drinks. I have a lot of energy as is, like bad ADHD and stuff like that.
Just high-wired guy.
Yeah, I just naturally, like, God-given talent energy flowing through me.
God-given talent energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had it when I was your age.
I don't.
Back in my day, I had tons of energy.
I don't need performance-enhancing drinks.
Once you hit 23, that's whenever, I don't know, everything kind of, like, I started to get hangovers at 23.
That's when I started to drink coffee, 23.
You didn't drink coffee in college?
No. And I was fine. 23, once you join the workforce, I had to have coffee.
I mean, y'all see me every now and then, like once a month, try to drink coffee in the mornings.
Watching you try to drink coffee is actually really funny.
It's so bad.
You look like me the first time, but you've done it multiple times. But the first time I tried coffee, I remember thinking like, adults are so dumb.
It's just so hot. And then once it cools down, it just tastes like dirt. And then it gets cold, and then it's over.
Well, that's why you put like sugar or cream or both in it.
Man.
Well, you try. Oh, you want to be like hard, like black coffee.
Yeah, I just don't want to put like sugar and cream and stuff in my drinks.
Oh, is it a manly thing? Like you don't want?
Yeah, it's definitely.
Is it really?
Just make it as flavorful as you can if you're trying to drink it.
Yeah, man, like,
yeah, but
just,
you can't make
just
it
go
taste
all in.
Like a soda. Like, there's no chance you can make it taste
good.
You
can make it taste really good, though.
Go. Okay. You typically, on your way to work, get food, right?
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Except for today.
I noticed.
I was late.
Which is good, because if I smelled a biscuit right now, I'd be livid, because there's no one to send on a biscuit run. go to Dunkin'. They got breakfast there. And
do they? I thought it was just donuts.
Isn't
Stupid Will.
No, they've got like...
you
got
to be careful. They have like some good sandwiches, but they have some really bad sandwiches.
Get the croissant sandwich. That's what you should... Or the toaster.
The sandwiches.
We're giving a lot of free pub here, but they have a...
We're just living life.
It's like a chicken bacon... it's not on a biscuit.
Chicken bacon? Is there egg there somewhere?
Chicken and bacon and egg. Maybe it's chicken, bacon, and cheese, but I obviously will order it without cheese.
That's not breakfast. Does it come on a biscuit?
It comes. I can't remember what it comes on. It might be a croissant.
Needs egg.
Do you just show up and be like, hey, can I get the chicken bacon?
Chicken bacon,
egg? It's been like 3 years since I bought it.
No cheese, please.
But it was good. But I don't really stop and get breakfast at fast food restaurants.
Just get the bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Get a large iced coffee and tell them to put some sugar and cream.
Okay.
It's cold. You can drink it fast and you'll be wired like a madman. If you don't... Like, you do not drink coffee hardly at all, right?
No.
You drink a large iced coffee from Dunkin', like, as your first, I'm now drinking coffee, you're going to be running around here like Speedy Gonzalez. Like, it's going to be weird for you.
I don't think you've seen me on, like, a caffeine high before.
No, but I want to. That's why I'm saying tomorrow, on your way in, Dunkin', okay. Iced coffee. I'll send you my order, too. Okay. I'll pay. I'll buy you breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to then get me a drink. So it's a deal.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah. I get coffee for you normally anyways.
Like once?
Like
yeah.
Every morning.
No.
I go to the back and fix it while I'm stamping.
None of this is actually stapling. None of this is true. None of this is actually true.
Paperweights.
Mm-mm.
And then I come back and then he yells at me.
Uh-uh.
Makes me produce.
Mitchell says he loved our NBA talk. He says more round ball, less Rona. We may skip the coronavirus update today. Just FYI. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. A lot of fallout from the Big Ten's decision.
There's that. The main story I want to get to is actually a Tennessee-related one, and it's about a national media member who went on record.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss all the facets of that because this media member dunked all over Tennessee fans on Shiano Sunday.
He might have had the most... I'm just trying to put a lot of people into perspective. As far as actual words said...
Like, yeah, not like the... like.
Not like Trolkin or Pat Forty,
right, right.
Where it's
but,
just like
but what
whoa.
They what he specifically said about Tennessee fans and the program in that moment, for him to come back and come full circle with his comments yesterday, my mind was blown.
And I
absolutely
thought
there
blown. Were some pretty idiotic comments on top of that.
At the time? Or what he
no,
said
no,
yesterday?
Like yesterday.
Well, that's because you're a negable.
Well, I also don't think we're going undefeated, so
well man, that's called a tease. You just kind of spoiled it. Yeah. It's all good. We'll break that down. Tell you the media member. Talk about what he said. Like, where did he say this? By the way, was he on an
question.
Interview? Is it an
I think
article?
It was 247.
Okay. Okay. We'll find the exact quotes. Obviously, the headline is what it is. Safe to say he's high on Tennessee football in 2020.
It's safe to say he's probably high.
To predict that, you might have to be. You really. Might have to be.
Yeah, we can get into more.
You got it? You find it?
Where he said it?
Yeah.
Big noon kickoff.
Okay, so it was a podcast interview. Excellent. Excellent. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, break down these comments. Tons more. I feel like, again, today is going to be... You could probably play Jump Around for every intro because we have a million things to get to today. This is 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Back after this. Welcome back, 3 and Out, Fan Run Radio, the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Alice in Chains.
I just clicked a random one.
It's okay. So that was like one of the first bumpers we ever put in. I don't think I've, no offense to Davey, I just haven't heard it in a while. Heard a lot of Creed lately.
It's very true.
Not a lot of Alice in Chains with the new lead singer.
Honestly,
I left most of your bumper choices on there.
Yeah, they're on there. They're just on the page you no longer look at, I think. Does that make sense?
Like the very last page?
I think it's the first page.
Oh.
Because it was...
I went into the system, Will, probably, man, it might have been like a year and a half ago now, but reconstructed every single person's page. There's a way to get in through the back of
there's
the...
Back
of the computer? You just go around the
yeah.
backside?
Mm-hmm. And you can... Because it's hard, even though if it says edit here, you can't actually do anything on that computer. You got to go... find another program to get through. It's actually kind of difficult. I'm surprised they made it that hard to change it.
Thank you for the work.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, good job.
Honestly,
I actually remember that being like a 2 or 3 day thing that you stayed here a couple hours each day to do that.
I just kind of clicked it because it said lesson learned and I was just assuming that was a Creed song.
That is a very Creed-esque title. I'll give you that.
All the Creed songs are on page 6.
Shh. Let's not spoil
it. I will know to avoid.
Well said.
Some of them aren't even on the page. I remove a lot of stuff each day.
You got them in like a secret spot? You should just make a Creed folder.
Just a rotating
and just
get
file. get every Creed song. Just all every single one of them. Why not?
Well, you know how we get
only like 5 songs.
We get copyright strikes all the time. Let's just buy instead of buying a lot of music or playing boring music, let's just buy all of Creed's discography and then just become a Creed station.
Well, we like people to listen to the shows, and
yeah.
even though it's only, you know, 30 seconds or so.
Does Creed eventually get, like, their own XM channel? You know how, like, there's several bands that just have, like, their own series?
No. No. The catalog's not big enough. I'm trying to think of who has that. Like, Michael Jackson has one, doesn't he?
Elvis.
Elvis.
The Beatles.
Kenny Chesney has radio station.
Kenny Chesney does have his own.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom used to listen to it.
Grateful Dead, right? Don't they have one? Does Fish have one, too?
So. I don't know about that.
Creed.
I'm sure the Beatles probably have one, too.
He just, it's fine. He just said that. Did you hear him say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's don't worry. Fine. I don't correct people usually whenever they repeat just because I know I'm going to do it all the time. But see, like today, I'm actually having to listen to the show. So
I think it's
probably
just being,
we'll have it only like one time.
It's just being back here. You're automatically overwhelmed. And
yeah,
you
got a lot
really,
to do.
Yeah, you
a
don't
lot
really
more.
Listen.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it. Hey, man, just do your best.
I'm trying.
Now I feel bad for Davey because if you mean I've been back there. Sometimes you just miss stuff.
Don't feel bad for Davey. He does this every day. It's only hard for the people who it's new to.
When you haven't done it in a while?
Yeah.
Ah, Queen. Queen has an XM channel, I'm told.
I thought you were calling me a queen.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Stop it.
I wouldn't do that to you. Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt. 9 or 10 wins for Tennessee football in 2020. He doesn't know we're playing 10 games? Maybe. Would not shock Joel Klatt. This is the same Joel Klatt that I believe he went on Cowherd, if I'm not mistaken, and said Tennessee's fan base is the most spoiled, worst fan base in the country. I hope they never have any success.
He actually said, I hope nobody takes that job.
Right. And obviously this was in response to Shiano Sunday when we got that guy out of here. We were talking about that before the show. I did 8 or 9 hours of radio that day. Davey went down to campus and filmed the Periscope. John Reed had a bullhorn.
I was in English class.
It was on a Sunday? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Sunday school? But not...
Not at church.
Yeah. That's tough.
As we get into this, the headline just reads, Tennessee winning 9 or 10 games wouldn't shock Joel Klatt. This is kind of getting nitpicky, but when they wrote the article, they spell out 9, but they just put 10 as a number.
There's actually, if I'm not mistaken, some type of format where you spell 0 through 9, and then when you get to double-digit numbers, you type them out.
See, like,
I don't remember if it's like once you're getting into the teens,
like that's mm-hmm. that's a thing. But I feel like if you're just going 0,
the word,
I
mean,
10,
the word like, 9 is more letters than 10.
But I would have kept it consistent.
I'm with you.
Just go the safe route. Put the words, then the number in parentheses, no matter what number it is.
In case someone can't read the spelling.
Well, I just use the wrong two a lot.
Fair. Here's what Joel Klatt said. Forgive me. What did you? Big Noon Kickoff?
Yeah, so, I mean, he works with Fox Sports. So
correct.
That's a... isn't Big Noon like their main show out for the Big Ten?
Yes, Big Noon. And it starts at 11. Eastern.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. They kind of duffed that one. Anyway.
Which is 10 o'clock Central Time, so.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. I guess the game starts at noon Eastern.
Yeah.
But they called the show Big Noon at 11. Anyway, Joel Klatt said this. This might be a year where they take a little bit of a jump in the SEC East, and quietly the SEC East is challenging the SEC West for dominance in that conference. You've got Florida. You've got Georgia. You've got now, I think, Tennessee. And maybe even Kentucky. But the reason I like Tennessee is the way they finished last year. I felt like they were building momentum. They started the year so poorly. Remember those early losses to Georgia State and BYU? How could we forget, Joel? They were 0-2 and then rattled off 5 straight wins to get bowl eligible. They go on and they win a bowl game.
Barely.
They found a quarterback at the end. Your boy, JG. It's the second year in both their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator systems. It's the third year for Pruitt. They went 5-7, then 8-5. I think if they can take the next jump, it wouldn't shock me if they were a 9 or 10 win team this year. That's how much I think of Tennessee. Again, does he know we're only playing 10 games?
That's what I was thinking, because like I can understand someone coming with the, all right, well, you got Furman, Troy, and Charlotte on the schedule. Well, you win those three, and then you win 6 or 7 SEC games, that would put you there where you're able to take, let's say if you get to 9, you can at least take, as long as you get one win between Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, that would put you there at 9, assuming then the other loss would have been Oklahoma.
Oh, we just start the season with 3 wins? Is that the way we're doing this? Are you good with that? Like, we would have won those 3, right?
The non-conference bye.
To be completely fair, did not want to play Troy. Troy always scares me. Hate Troy. They beat LSU and Orgeron. And they beat LSU and Orgeron in his first year. It's a dangerous team, man. Super talented. Bunch of JUCO guys, guys that got in trouble at places like Alabama and Ole Miss. Like, I don't want to mess with Troy. Troy's good. I'll just go ahead and checkmark that. We won that game. Because I don't know if we would have. Joe Klatt in 2017 called Tennessee the worst job in the country because of the fans.
He said we found a quarterback late.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that take, to be honest with you.
I mean, in those. Since the Alabama loss, JG only threw for over 250 yards one time.
Missouri.
Yeah, correct? He threw 400, yeah, 415. Had 40 attempts there. I don't get it.
He limited mistakes. Perhaps, is what he's saying. I really have no idea. Like, is he... I often wonder if this happens sometimes. Is he confusing us with somebody else? Is it possible he's confusing Tennessee with another team? Found a quarterback late doesn't really add up. The guy who started the season at quarterback was our starter in the bowl game. Mauerd had a good half against Georgia, never really did anything else to blow your skirt up. And JT Shrout threw one really good pass against South Carolina.
Maybe he's just not considering JG a quarterback until after the Alabama game.
Oh, that was like the watershed moment?
He found himself as a quarterback.
In the first five games of the year, JG had four interceptions. In the last five games of the year, he had four interceptions. So, I mean, I don't have the fumble stats right in front of me, but...
Oh, he had at least one.
I mean, his passer rating was better the last five games than it was like during the middle of the season.
No, he definitely improved. That's just a weird thing to hinge your 9 or 10 wins on because Tennessee found a quarterback. I mean, I'm just very confused. Is he confusing us with another team? Does he know we're playing 10 games? And he hasn't even seen the schedule yet. Like, if we get hit with, I don't know, Auburn and A&M, is he going to walk that back? I don't know how you can – how can you pick 9 or 10 wins in a 10-game season and you haven't even seen the schedule? And even in his comments, he mentions that Georgia and Florida are pretty damn good. Does he know we play Alabama every year?
When was the I guess maybe his definition of shock might be a little different than ours as well if we're wanting to get into semantics.
Would you be shocked if we won 9 or 10 games?
I would.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, would.
That's one of those things. Obviously, we know that I have not been the most positive whenever it comes to looking at this fall schedule and realizing, hey, we're going to get a lot of wins, but at the same time...
Well, the previous schedule, yeah. Because now, who knows what it's going to look like.
Man, that's just...
Don't get me wrong.
I'm just trying to rationalize.
I'm optimistic.
Where he's
I'm optimistic.
Is he just trying to generate clicks?
No, it's a podcast, man. Like, this wasn't a, hey, I'm going to type a crazy little paragraph and watch the money pile up. This was like, and that's why I'm saying, like, did he confuse us with somebody else? Does he actually believe this? If so, why? Because look, I think Tennessee's, I think they're going to be better. I think they're going to be improved. I like what Jeremy Pruitt's doing on the recruiting trail. I think it's a great staff. 9 or 10 wins. I mean, you'll be in Atlanta. And if you got 10, that means you already beat Alabama. Like, you're talking a playoff caliber team. I like this team. It's a good year three team. It ain't a playoff team. Not based on teams I've seen in the playoff the last 4 years. There's too much unproven. Yeah, you've got a good offensive line on paper. You got a fifth-year senior quarterback who did improve, but he's not a game breaker. You lost all your receivers. You don't have a tight end. Defense should be pretty damn good. That's not the championship recipe for a team. The playoff recipe for a team in 2020. It's just not. Now, he could be right by being wrong if Harrison Bailey comes in and is awesome. If the receiving core is way better than we're giving him credit for.
Maybe that's what he meant by finding a quarterback late.
In recruiting.
Yes.
Yeah. When he signed, that was us finding a quarterback late.
They found a quarterback at the end.
Signing day. Okay. Will might have cracked the code. Yeah, the end of what? The end of the recruiting cycle, perhaps. He doesn't mention the quarterback by name. That's why I'm saying, like, he doesn't mention anybody. Like, is he confused?
There's no way he could be confusing us with somebody because he mentioned, like, four other SEC East teams.
You're right. Even Kentucky, which is weird. No, I'll give – they are better. 9 or 10 wins, and, like, where do we fit the Jeremy Pruitt statue in and around Neyland Stadium? I mean, 9 or 10 wins, and you lifetime contract that guy.
If we win 9 or 10 games and there's no fans anywhere –
it would kind of be the most Tennessee thing ever, honestly.
The year you could make a lot of money off sellouts.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing.
Yeah. Was it I read the quote this morning, Brock Huard, in response to what Joel Klatt said on Shiano Sunday. Brock Huard said Tennessee had the best fan base in the country. Name another team that could be 0-6 in conference and have 90,000 people show up. I believe he was referencing the LSU game in 2017 before the downpour and half the stadium left.
God, that was awful.
The other game, the power went out.
Power didn't go out at the stadium.
Not at the stadium, but elsewhere, yes. It was a really, really bad storm.
Went out at my house.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I don't know. So, yes, that was the game the power went out at your house.
I was fortunate. I was sitting on the concourse, so I was at least able to go inside.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
9 or 10. It's a bold strategy, Colin.
Which would you rather have?
I'm going to go with 10. That's just, I mean...
You don't want to have all your success like now. Like we're still building, so 9 is like all right. Then next year, that's
no.
Like
I mean,
playoff
don't no, yeah. You don't want to win it all, you know. Especially in the first year.
You want to
stay humble. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's August 6th. Like this is when the hype trains start rolling, and we've seen a lot of people high on this Tennessee team. They're going to be better. They're going to be 9 or 10 wins. This just feels like is he trolling us? Is this remember how much fun you made of me when I said you should have hired Shiano and you're the worst fan base ever? Is this just like his apology? His verbal, like indirect apology? Like, oh, this Tennessee team's good. You fans, you really crushed it. It's fascinating. Bizarre. We were mentioning in the playoff. There was actually some pretty big news regarding Division II and III college championships yesterday. I'm not sure how to feel about it, especially in regards to what I think is going to happen for D1 football and basketball this season. But pretty big news from the NCAA yesterday, and then some member institutions kind of chimed in. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. And I guess maybe down the road this show we'll get back into the 9 or 10 win discussion. I feel like I need time to absorb, reflect, and cleanse after Joel's take. Quick break. Back in a minute. Final segment, hour number one, 3 and Out, Fan Run Radio. Houston Crest, Davey Hudson, Squeaky, Will Stevens. M83, right?
No. Yeah, it's M83.
Yeah, Midnight City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good jam.
I had no idea what
you
were
had no idea at all. Okay.
It's my favorite firecracker, though.
M83? We'll talk about it. We'll work on that. It's fine.
You can't ask me questions and expect me to know answers.
You gave the it's my favorite firecracker reference. I was just following.
You asked me M83 question mark. That was the whole question.
Because you said it's your favorite firecracker.
No, I said that afterwards. I use context clues. That's what I strive on.
It's contact, remember?
Contact.
I worked on it.
That's what you said.
I've been practicing.
Time.
Contact clues.
Ah.
It's fine. Okay. The NCAA, I'll give them credit, right? Tuesday, they met until 7 o'clock, boom, and they said, we're going to tell you our plan tomorrow. They came up with some stuff. Limited stuff, but stuff regarding college athletics in the fall. The NCAA said, if 50% or more of eligible teams in a particular sport in a division cancel their fall season, there will be no fall NCAA championship in that sport in that division. Then D3 said sports are canceled. All fall sports in Division III canceled. then D2.
I want to say there was one D3 team that said they weren't going to cancel.
How would you, I mean.
Was that also the D3 team that moved to D1, or is that a different team that you're thinking of?
I want to say the D3 to D1 team, that doesn't take place until next year as far as them actually scheduling games.
That would make more sense.
Because that was the team that was so good, they got kicked out of the conference.
Yeah, they beat a team like 90-something to zero, 100-something, or not 100-something, but it was close.
Yeah, if you're beating teams that bad, you need to move up. So D3, D2, sports, canceled. No championships, no season. We knew this was coming. Those are schools that rely on money from bigger conferences, the subsidization, the hand-me-downs. They need that stuff. They obviously couldn't get it. So it's smarter for them to just cancel the season. There was not super clarification. Now, obviously, those players get to remain on scholarship. I did not see clarification as far as if they were on scholarship, obviously. Do they keep the year of eligibility, or is that washed? I did not see the NCAA make a statement on that. I don't know if they're going to do case by case. If you're a sophomore or under, you lose it. If you're a junior or a senior, you keep it. I have no idea.
I mean, if the NCAA is canceling the championships across the board for your division.
The NCAA announced that, and then those divisions essentially said, well, we're okay, so you've canceled ours because we're not playing. Like, they weren't going to play anyway because they were going to lose too much money. So I'm just wondering for the, okay, let's say a redshirt sophomore on Team X. You've already redshirted, so you can't use this year as a quote-unquote redshirt year under the current rules of the NCAA. Does he now lose a year of eligibility, or does he get a second redshirt year? I mean, it doesn't really matter to Tennessee fans. It doesn't matter to us around here. I was just curious.
I mean, it's still
because
a big
this
deal
is possible.
We're just student athletes out there in the D3 role.
And this could still happen in D1. Like, the college football season could end up being canceled. I'm curious to know what happens. Like, someone like Trey Smith, could he come back next year? Or would he just be told, hey, sorry, time's up? Oh, yeah, you were supposed to come back and raise your stock as a senior. Your season got canceled. Peace out. Because they talked about this for basketball when they first canceled the tournament. Oh, are we going to give seniors an extra year of eligibility? They said no. But their season had already concluded, at least the regular season. They were on to postseason conference championship play. That makes a little bit more sense. You got basically a full season, no championship, sorry, no more eligibility. If they cancel the season completely and the scholarship is still honored, because according to the NCAA, schools have to continue to honor the scholarship. Now what?
I mean, spring sports got an extra year of eligibility.
Right, because their season was completely canceled. So I'm guessing that's what they would do here?
Yeah. I mean, the big thing as far as why I'm hesitant to, I guess,
was it Wisconsin
and say,
that said no? Wasn't it Barry Alvarez said, hey,
so.
We know you got that extra year of eligibility, but sorry, no, you're out of here.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing is because you're going to have new recruits coming in, so you can only still have so many people on scholarship based off the rules. If they were to allow that to change, that's one thing. But then again, the school's got to put forth the cost of paying for that extra scholarship.
Sure.
So that's
in a year where they're not going to make nearly as much money.
So, I mean, they're already looking to be in the hole, so then you would just add another year of paying tuition and room and board for these athletes. And a lot of the schools at the D3 level, they're not going to be able to do it from a financial standpoint. It's just not going to happen. So I don't see that being the case. Now, they might have it to where some schools just say, that's up to your discretion if you want to keep them on for another year, which is, I mean, it's kind of a
I feel like that's going
to
create more problems
yeah.
for the NCAA. Like, okay, my roster limit is this. My scholarship limit is this. I have a new class coming in, and these guys are, like, they're going to have to make some allowances if that's what they do.
Get another transfer, for like one free transfer off of this, to where it's like, all right, well, we have too many people on there, and it's like we're telling these guys to walk.
You know, I don't know what the numbers are in D2, D3, but let's say in a given year, a D2 team has, we'll call it 50 scholarships that they can divide or use fully between 85 players.
Debo tweets at us real quick. D3, they do not have athletic scholarships.
At all?
No, they have to. Okay. The next year would be a financial burden on the athletes.
Okay. I didn't even think about it from that angle. It's like, oh, do you want to stay and play football? Pay us more. That's tough.
Because I was thinking, like, they don't have athletic scholarships, but I know a couple of people that went to Maryville that they got like an academic part,
right.
academic
yeah.
scholarship to just play sports.
Wink, wink.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where I don't think cooking the books is kind of like a fair way to describe it.
No, I feel like the NCAA
concessions
this,
a little bit.
Did they do this all the time where they make one ruling or judgment, but they really don't give you insight as to the fallout and what you can do regarding the decision?
And then they'll roll the other way like a year later, and you're just confused as to, okay, so what's the actual
rule?
And
we've talked about
here.
This. It's the, you know, scholarship limit for a D1 team is 25 a year. Scholarship limit for a team is 85. And if you're way under the 85, you can't sign more than 25, and transfers count against your 25. Like, a lot of this stuff just doesn't make sense. I'm not saying the NCAA does nothing good. They are probably the dumbest, most successful run organization in the country. They're the mafia. It's bully ball. But then when you ask them about policy, when you ask them about practicality and planning, they're done. I mean, they met until 7, and we got a text from Mark Emmert that said, "We'll tell you tomorrow." What? And then that's what they release? It's like one page. It's just so absolutely bizarre. But yes, D2, D3, no championships. Wait, if there's no, does that mean that some may still decide to play?
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more things.
Feels weird that you would immediately cancel
a championship.
Well, sure, but if you've already canceled the championship, you're kind of taking away the motivation for any of those teams and players to, try. Like, isn't that why?
It could be an underlying message like, hey, you probably shouldn't even try and give this a go.
Right. Like, hey, just sit it out. Like, we're going to lose money if we play. Is this the, you took the carrot away from the rabbit because you're about to put him down anyway? Brutal. What?
That's a thing?
Well, you dangle the carrot in front of the rabbit so he walks.
You don't even let him eat it before you kill it?
It depends. Depends on the rabbit. How long you've owned it. Good rabbit, bad rabbit.
How connected you are.
Yeah.
I feel like El Chapo did that whenever he had people digging his tunnels. After they completed digging the tunnels, he didn't want anyone to know where it was, so he threw them a big party, and they were able to eat a lot of good food and have a lot of drinks, and then he just killed them all. So,
hour two next.